Unionized workers with the municipality of Squamish have voted 100% in favor of going on strike. The approximately 250 members of Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, Local 2269 work for the District of Squamish, delivering a wide range of local services. These include water and wastewater treatment, swimming lessons, children's programs and camps, recreation services, facilities maintenance, parks and trails maintenance, bylaw and animal control, snow removal, emergency program administration, and administrative and operations support for the RCMP. According to a news release sent out Friday by CUPE, bargaining started last fall, and the two parties have met 11 times since negotiations began in October of 2024. Talks broke down earlier this month. The district confirmed that its collective agreement with the union expired on Dec. 31, 2024. The District of Squamish bargaining team has been at the table with the union since October 2024. Negotiations progressed until the union indicated that the parties were at impasse on July 4, 2025. The union stated that the parties were at impasse because the district had not provided sufficient wage increases, said district spokesperson Christina Moore, in an email to the Squamish chief on July 25. The district is responsible to taxpayers in the amounts it offers at the bargaining table. As a service-driven organization, the District of Squamish understands that its people are its strongest asset. The most recent offer included general wage increases equal to those in much larger metro municipalities to ensure it remains competitive and fair as an employer, Moore added. The district has not walked away from the bargaining table and continues to express a willingness to get back to bargaining, she said. At this time, the district cannot be certain as to the timing or extent of any potential job action or impacts on service. The timing of any strike action would be determined by the union. The district will continue to provide public updates to residents as required. According to the CUPE news release, outstanding issues include wage increases in line with other recent regional settlements, and scheduling that allows a better work-life balance. This 100% strike vote demonstrates that our members are deeply concerned about the lack of progress at the bargaining table and the unwillingness of the District of Squamish to address important issues affecting its frontline workers, said CUPE 2269 President Celeste Bickford, in the release. We've continued to see significant increases to the cost of living in our region with people leaving the community because they simply cannot afford to live here anymore, said Bickford. With a public spotlight on negotiations, we're hoping that district representatives will be more willing to work towards a fair and reasonable contract that protects public services and supports the workers who provide them, said Bickford. Our members love serving this community and want to go back to focusing on that work. Before pickets could go up in a strike, the two sides would need to work out essential service levels, and the union would have to serve a 72-hour strike notice.